I'm going to speak from the Ambo today. Usually I speak from the sanctuary because of the assembly and how large it is. And sometimes when we speak here, the people at the back cannot see. They just hear a voice. So I'll speak from the Ambo here. The second thing, as an act of mercy to all of you, and I know you'll appreciate this, I'll make the homily very brief. And then after we finish the homily, it has been my long-standing tradition that we'll all stand and join hands and we'll sing Silent Night. So this will be the remembrance of our Christmas Eve at Holy Family. So let me claim these few moments for a very brief reference to the spirit of Christmas. Now, I have mentioned this in homilies in the past, but the theme fits the moment, so I'll reference it again. In the Greek language, there are 7 or 8 words for power. More familiar to us would be energia or dynamis, which gives us English words. But there's one which is used to reference here in the Gospels, speaking about Jesus Christ. It's called exousia. Now, literally in Greek, it means authority. But Jesus did not exercise authority from a position of power. He exercised authority from a position of being a servant. And the servant is open and welcoming. The servant is available. The servant makes no judgments. The servant is one who serves all people. And that's the spirit in which we'll find the ministry of Jesus Christ. And when we come to say we are followers of Jesus Christ, it's given to us the privilege of exercising power from a position of being the servant. What does this mean to us? It means each and every one of us have extraordinary power that we seldom use, at least not frequently enough, for sure. The power to be kind, the power to forgive, it's an extraordinary power we have, to heal somebody, to overlook somebody's weakness, to bless somebody with a word of welcome. The power in a church to say, all are welcome. No judgment, no exclusion, no division. We're all equal, we're all human, we're all broken, we're all in need of God's grace. The power to say a kind word, it will come up around your Christmas tables. The power of Jesus Christ will come up in the comments you make, the openness you have, the power you have to listen and not interrupt, the power you have to listen and not judge. So many of our gatherings are divided by the arrogance of certainty. I mean, I know you're wrong, and I'll tell you where you're wrong. It's empty, it's foolish, it's powerless to say, I will listen to you, I will reverence you, I will respect you. I will not claim to be more informed, more intelligent, or more powerful than you are. I will be your servant. That's the power of Jesus Christ. It's the power of Jesus Christ when he meets the woman at the well who is married 5 times and living with her husband who is living with a man who is not her husband. No judgment. No judgment. He can see her emptiness, her search. It's the power of Jesus Christ. You find it over and over again. I mentioned it in my homilies in the past. Chapter 8 in John's Gospel, the woman taken in adultery makes no judgment. He sees her as a victim, not somebody to be judged. So keep this in mind when you gather together for Christmas. You will have the opportunity to share the power of Jesus Christ, the power to withhold judgment, the power to compliment a person, to lift up a person's spirit. the power to thank somebody for showing up. It's an extraordinary power we have. It's the power of Jesus Christ, who suffered for us, who died for us, and who called us to be reborn into a new life, to understand power not as the world understands it, but as the gospel teaches it. Let that be the spirit that comes alive around your Christmas tables. And then Christmas will have meaning. I also pray for the person who is absent from our tables. That's a special prayer I have. Sometimes they're absent because they live far away. Sometimes they're absent because for some serious impediment they cannot be here. Sometimes they're absent because of misunderstanding or a judgment, something that divides. I want to pray for the person who is absent, just as we pray for the person who is absent from the church, who doesn't feel and sense this sense of welcome and openness and affirmation to elevate a person, to admire a person, to thank somebody. Wow, extraordinary power. That's the only power that makes any sense at Christmas. And that's the power of Jesus Christ born into our families, born into our churches. Amen. Now around here, that's a short homily. So please stand. We'll join hands and we'll sing Silent Night. I want everybody to sing. Go across the aisle, join hands. We're one people, one family. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Blessed days to you. Merry Christmas. Amen. Wonderful. And thank you for coming.